This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by AGI SureTrack. I'm Brent Barnett. Soybean and first crop corn planting in Brazil is moving very fast. We'll have more after this short break.
Your operation is teeming with data points. Managing that information can be difficult. There's one agriculture platform that converts data points into profit. A subscription to AGI SureTrack gives your data a place to connect. Whether it's in-bin grain conditioning, production costs, or fleet performance, deploying an easy-to-use platform moves your operation forward. See what the future of ag looks like with AGI SureTrack. Visit AGISureTrack.com to get started.
In the latest South American weather and crop update on our network, Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride says Brazil is currently experiencing its second fastest soybean planting pace on record. Ag Rural is reporting that Brazil soybeans were 22% planted as of October 14th.
Brazil and Argentina are ahead of their normal pace, so they're well ahead of the five-year average. That's a good sign for us at this point. That is something that we will have to watch here in the U.S. as far as, especially in Brazil, because we know that Brazil, once again, I think 14 years in a row, increasing their area for planting soybeans. So we always talked about planting fence post to fence post this past year for the United States. Seems like Brazil has come in and picked up the fence posts, moved them out another 50 yards or so, and planted even more this year again.
McBride takes a look at the latest weather patterns in South America's major crop areas.
Well, over the past few weeks, we've seen good rains that have come into Brazil for their planting pace. They are ahead of pace, and that's what they'll continue to see over the next 2 weeks here. Argentina has not seen nearly as much rain, but they have been getting enough to kind of keep pushing them through. The next 10 days for Argentina are going to be a little bit on the dry side, but there will be some relief coming in the 11 to 15 day forecast. So overall, not much of a hiccup when it comes to rain totals in South America. We'll continue to watch that.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Brent Barnett.